Welcome to Hope Is Here. Have you ever thought, you know, I really want to read my Bible, but I'm just not sure how to actually prepare to do that? Well, today you're at the right place. We're going to help provide some solutions, some really simple but very practical tips. We're talking with Tara Lee Cobble. She is the founder and the host of The Bible Recap. It's a great podcast. It only takes about 7 minutes on average to listen to. And I really want to encourage you to check out their website, thebiblerecap.com. You can find them on iTunes. I listen through the Podbean apps at The Bible Recap. But Tara Lee, I listened to one of the first podcasts that you posted through this program about reading the Bible, and it was called Preparing to Read the Bible. Can you share some of the simple but very practical tips that you talked about?
Yeah, absolutely. With the Bible Recap, we did 6 prep episodes to help people get in the mindset of this. And one of those, the one that you mentioned, I think is episode number 4, that prep episode 4, Preparing to Read the Bible. And we talk about how it's important to remember that your relationship with God is a real relationship with an actual person. So just like any other person that you're going to spend time with, you would plan the time that you would meet with them, and you would plan the location that you would meet with them. So carving out time in your schedule for when and where you're going to meet with God, and then also remembering that he is a real person, and so having that mindset is very helpful. I remember hearing John Piper say that if he's reading his Bible and he gets a knock at the door, he asks God for permission to be excused. So he's like, this is a real person that I'm meeting with here. And I don't want to just because he's invisible and he's always going to be there, we tend to take him for granted. We tend to even take advantage of that fact and not really honor our meeting time with him like we would. If I were having coffee with you, I wouldn't just show up wherever I wanted, whenever I wanted, and I would honor that time with you. And in the same way that if you're having coffee with someone and they are just staring at their phone the whole time, or they pick up their phone every time it rings and you feel a little disrespected, trying to honor my time with God in that same way. So when I'm reading my Bible, I try to keep my phone on silent in another room and just really guard that time with him so that I can get the most out of it. Because if I'm only kind of treating it with a half-hearted interest, I'm going to get half-hearted results, and it's not going to be as transformative for my heart and mind as if I really engage with him.
Well, you do have to be intentional about it. I've learned that myself as I've tried to become more disciplined in spending time with him, but I have learned so many times, you know, there's days when, you know, I'm tired or I just think, I don't know if I can do this yet. When I do that, it seems like in those times that God just shows up in a powerful way. So as the old saying goes, half the battle is just showing up, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, truly.
Well, let me ask you this. You know, obviously there's a lot of different versions of the Bible. Most of us grew up with the King James Version, and, you know, that could be a little challenging sometimes. And yet there's been a lot of other versions released over the years, and I've read a lot of different ones just to kind of see how God might speak to me through the New International Version, the New Living Translation, the Message Version, the New King James Version, on and on and on. But tell about the version that you have chosen and why you chose that version.
I use the ESV when I'm doing the Bible Recap stuff. I'm using the ESV, which is the English Standard Version. And the reason that we chose that version is because it is a word-for-word translation. A lot of other translations are phrase-for-phrase. So my thought was, if I'm going to read the Bible and I want to get the most out of this, I don't want to be reading a paraphrase of what God said. Now, granted, it's in another language, so we've already got that barrier. So I'm trying to reduce the barriers to getting to the message. So by reading a word-for-word translation, I'm getting the closest approximation I can in English to what the original text said without learning Greek, Hebrew, and Aramaic. So I'm doing that as a means to getting the closest I can to what... And honestly, the ESV is not a difficult read. I grew up on King James Version. So I already have encountered one of the most difficult ones to read. But for me, the ESV feels really palatable. There are other more palatable versions, but those tend to be the phrase-for-phrase translations. And I just want to lose as little as I can in that. So there's no, I've heard people say, you know, the best version to read is the one you will read. And I think there's truth in that. So if there's somebody out there who's like, I really like the New Living, One of my best friends loves the CSV, I think is what it's called, HCSB, the Christian Standard Bible, things like that, I think is what it's called, Holman Christian Standard, and she loves that, and I believe it, I think it also is a word-for-word translation. I have not read it, but she said, next year you should try reading that one, so probably I'll take a trip through that one next year. I also think there's some benefit to varying it from time to time. If you're struggling, see what other versions say, or even go use a Greek Hebrew lexicon and find out what the original text said. One of the things I love about the Bible app is that you can switch from version to version and see which one you can really, like, get engaged with. I think that's a fantastic thing to do before you go buy a print Bible in whatever version you choose.
Yeah, I'm with you. Obviously, you got the YouVersion. I personally have used the Bible Gateway app because you can check so many different versions of a verse sometimes or passage of scripture. So really encourage you to check those out. But I want to ask you that. Do you get that question from people? Is it okay to use an app on my phone, or should I get an actual, you know, Bible that I can put my hands and, you know, the paper on and all that? What do you recommend there, Tara Lee?
I think, again, whatever way you actually do engage with it. As long as whatever you're doing isn't an excuse to diminish it and make it easier. So there are people who are auditory learners and they want to listen to it being read to them, which the Bible app will do. The Bible app will read it to you. And for people who are auditory learners, that's a godsend because when they put their eyes on a page, their mind is going to wander. They can be going line to line with their eyes, but they're not taking in anything because they are auditory learners. But then there are going to be people who are visual learners, but who use the auditory one because they can have it on in the background while they're cooking dinner and they're not paying attention to it. So I think whatever way that you actually engage with the word, try to do that. So for some people, if they're kinesthetic learners and they learn by doing, I say read it out loud because then your eyes are on the word and you're speaking it. That's how you're going to engage with it, is by you participating with it. So I think knowing your learning style, knowing what helps you engage, what I like to do, honestly, is I listen first, then I like to read with my eyes, and then if I have an opportunity, I will go through a third time and listen to it while I'm reading it with my eyes. So whatever way you will engage with it and you actually are gleaning from it is the best way to do it.
Another process that you talked about as far as preparing to read your Bible and spending time with God, you talked about journaling some and about, can you mm-hmm. share a little bit about why you journal and about that process and, you know, the importance of that?
Yeah. First of all, I'm a terrible journaler. I don't journal about my feelings. I don't write stuff down like that. I'm really bad at it. So if any of your listeners are also bad at journaling and you hear Greg say journaling and you're like, oh, this is not me, then I'm right there with you. But here's what I like to do. I like to have a journal open with me when I'm reading my Bible because I'm going to have questions. And I don't want to be distracted by that question, and I don't want to forget to research that question. So I just keep a journal open, and I'll write down maybe just the chapter and verse because I know if I go back later and look at that, I'm going to be reminded of what that question is. And maybe I'll write down what the question is. Maybe I'll write down some of the answers that I think there might be to the question. But I always want that there to be able to go back to remember to research it. Because next year when I read this verse again, I don't want to have that same question. I want to know the answer to it. I don't want it to derail my relationship with God if it's something major about who God is. If it's, you know, if it's just something like, how big is a cubit? That's not going to derail my relationship with the Lord. It's still something I'm curious about, but if it's something about God's character, or why would God do that thing? Like, how dare he? If some question like that comes to my mind, I need to resolve that right away. So I write the question down. I also want to write down things that jump out at me and things that the Lord convicts me of and what he's revealing to me about who he is and about my own heart. So I want to log those things. And I'll tell you, this year is my 10th trip through the Bible, and we've been going through my journals and journals and journals. And the first year that I read through the Bible, I would take maybe one or two lines of notes on each day's reading. And you would think after your first trip to the Bible, you're like, cool, I've done it. I've learned everything there is to know now. I'm a Bible scholar. I've read the whole thing. But Greg, my notes on year 10 through the Bible are so much, there's so much more. I keep learning new things every trip through. It's incredible. And it's so encouraging to me because I never want Scripture to be boring. I want to always know that there's more that I can get out of it because I want to be reading it for the rest of my life. As I don't deal well with things that I have to do that are boring, you know? So the fact that on year 10, I'm writing a page and a half of notes in my journal as a non-journaler, that's a big deal to me, that God is still teaching me that much through His Word, that it's living and active just like He says.
Another big part of the Bible Recap program, people don't have to do this, but something I know that is a big part of it, is something called D groups. Are you sure about what those are?
Yeah, so D group is something I started 10 years ago, right after I started reading through the Bible. And it is we call it the CrossFit of Bible studies. It's a Bible study program that is, it's not following the same program as the Bible Recap. But D group is what the Bible Recap was born out of. So D group is the ministry. It's an international ministry, weekly in-home discipleship and accountability groups. We partner with churches around the world who have, you know, churches often struggle with building out discipleship programs because it's a lot of work. So they'll have Bible studies or things like that, but it's hard for them to build up something intense because it is the man hours involved in that is a lot. So we have a staff of 5 and about 30 interns who work every week to build out this Bible study where we study Scripture. So we just finished studying Joshua not long ago. So we drill down into one book and really like get the meat out of it. And then we'll maybe go study an aspect of theology. So we're about to launch a study. Actually, this week we're launching a study on spiritual warfare. And so we'll dig into some aspect of theology or some topic. We tend to try to alternate those, going a book of the Bible and some aspect of theology. So maybe we'll study the book of 1 John, and then we'll study the Trinity, things like that. And we just meet in groups of 12 or less, gender-specific groups. We've got Spanish-speaking D groups. We've got military D groups. We've touched every populated continent. So there are D groups around the world, and some of those people are doing the Bible Recap, and some are not. But it is just a very intentional Bible study and discipleship program that meets in groups of 12 or less in homes and churches around the world.
Well, that's the cool thing about it. You know, it's not just a Dallas thing, which obviously that's a huge area, but you've got them all across the world. So I love how, because of the internet, you know, and social media and things, we can connect with our brothers and sisters all across the world, can't we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's incredible. It's incredible. And we... Every year we take a trip to Israel, so we invite people from D Group and from the Bible Recap to join us in Israel, and it's so great because I get to meet those people who are part of D Group in Nigeria, and they fly in and meet us in Israel, and we get to spend time with them, and never would otherwise, but we've been studying the same passages of Scripture, we've been memorizing the same passages of Scripture, we're able to talk on that level and meet on that same playing field, and it's beautiful.
All right, people want to find out more about the possibility of this Israel trip or just to get in a D group or about Bible Recap, what's the best way to do that, Tara Lee?
TheBibleRecap.com. And there is, if you want to start with the Bible Recap and you want to do the podcast with us and read through the Bible, just click on the link that says Basics, and it will walk you through that. If you're interested in the Israel trip, you click on the link that says Israel. If you're interested in D group, click on the link that says D group, and it'll take you to the D group website, which has all the information you need about finding or starting a D group near you, or even partnering with us. If you're on staff at a church and you're interested in a D group partnership to make this one of your home group options, we'd love to do that.
All right, Tara Lee, it's been absolutely great to catch up with you. I loved you as a musician. I think I even like you more as the Bible Recap voice. So thanks so much. I know you put a lot of hard work in this, but man, you're doing great stuff. This is a wonderful ministry. Thanks so much for being on Hope Is Here.
Thanks for having me.
All right. That's Tara Lee Cobble. Check out TheBibleRecap.com. I'm Greg Horn. We'll see you next time on Hope Is Here.